Now, this is Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday afternoon, the 13th of August, 1971. First visit by herself, about supper time. Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday, the 13th of August, 1971. All by herself. Channel 2 Right, and a continuation of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday, the 13th of August, 1971.
Made up our mind where we was going. Yeah, I'm praying. He come then, set up on a banister. He says, you know, I haven't learned all these you young ladies' names and all. He says, which one of you young girls is Miss Dixon? I said, I had been cut on. I says, well, Professor, I'm Annie Pearl Dixon. Well, he says, I'm going to talk to you. He says, why are you quitting school? I said, my father told my teacher in the notes, my mother said, it got so bad she needed me home. Yes, I think. And he says, so you're going to leave us this weekend? I said, yes. Papa said he could let me come on to finish up this semester here, this month's school. So we went on. He's sitting over there on the end of the porch, and I was sitting on the banister next to the steps, you know. Some of the girls come along then, grab me by the arm and says, come on, let's play, let's play, let's play. We got to play from now till Friday anyway. If you're leaving us, then we won't have everybody here to help us out. And he's, and the teachers, the principal, they had a principal come in that day, but I mean a man's principal. But Miss Emma Dart was principal before. And her sister, Miss Mayor Dart, she was transferred, crossed up over here, you know, in the upstairs room up there. And we had two. No, but one great big room to use upstairs for auditorium for things like.
Oh, they were upstairs.
These teachers were, I think about it. And Miss Rose, she was the little folks' teachers. We always said, talk to little ones, you know, from ABCs on up to, as Frank said, David Ray. And where's Miss Snow? I didn't think, but anyway, my teacher was Miss Heslip. Hazel Heslip.
Hazel Heslip.
I've heard that name, but I never knew anybody with it.
Hazel Heslip. And she went to Miss Emma, was talking to her. And I'm sure Miss Emma then. Miss Emma says, well, now let me tell you something, Miss Hester. Says, if any father or mother wrote me as neat and kind note as that is, says, I think I'd feel more like sharing chairs over it than you do, running around here showing it to all the teachers. Says, yes, says, if she wants to get off, has to quit. Says principal over here, he can give her hurry. You had to have something. If you're going to be out of school, you had to have something to hold down. And the teacher, Anyway, they're taking the auditorium room up there. And Lana called across to make two rooms up in there.
Yeah.
And then they had the other two rooms here. Well, we had two rooms downstairs and had another building had been built on the back there. And I think it was cut into two rooms. So they put all the little fellas back and their teachers back in there and give all the other older teachers the bigger school deal.
Now, your daddy wrote your teacher a note. I missed that.
He wrote a note. Nice, clean note.
And told him why you had to leave home?
Well, I was leaving out of school on the account of my mother, on the account of my wife's health. He says her mother is in bad health. He didn't say anything about anything else. And I told Mama, I said, he read it so Mama could hear it, you know. And I said, I'm glad he didn't say nothing about Miss Heslip wanting me to do things for her during school hours. She was willing to let some of us bigger girls go and do these things for us. But don't ask her to let you go do something.
But she depended on you all, didn't she?
She thought, no, they get me to do nothing to her. I told my mom, want me to go out after school had taken, she'd stay up at the drugstore with the druggist. She'd step there with him till she'd go and get her lunch. A lot of times she wouldn't go get lunch, she'd eat something like drugs. So she'd go and get her lunch, or maybe they'd walk off together to the hotel and they'd eat their lunch and they'd stay around there as long as she could. Then they'd come on back to the store and that bell rang twice. And the teachers wasn't that. The other teachers went home to their family. And it didn't take them as long to go as it did her, but she'd come back to the drugstore. And she just, I went to the drugstore to get the mail because I wanted to have everything together, see if there was any mail. Because I wanted to have all my doings together. I had to walk by the drugstore door, you know. And look at him. She was just laying up in his arms and he was kissing her. Oh, my. I was myself, well, you ain't much of a teacher.
You mean that was your teacher?
Uh-huh. And she just showed as I was.
Yeah.
Well, I might have been from March to her birthday older than she was.
Oh, yeah.
But I didn't let my age overrun her. I didn't try to overrule her on anything on when she wanted to. So I went and got the mayor, went on back. And as I went around the corner of the drugstore going back, I heard the first bell ring. And there's a girl with me, too. Can't think of her name. But she said, "Did you see what I seen when I come by there?"
Yeah.
I says, "I seen more, wish that I hadn't seen." And we went on. There's a door at the end end of the drugstore. When you come on around, there's a big glass door there. Well, over here, the post office was, you know. So we hurried out and pulled up on back home. And said, "Did you see what I seen?" I said, "I seen more than I wish to see." And when I about that time, the bell rang as we were. I said, "Oh, it's the first bell. I said, we're going to have to run." Got to the, where the door was, you know. So, and this girl hollered back, says, "Teacher, Miss Heslip says the first bell's ring. You better hurry up." And told her to go and shut up her mouth. She didn't have to tell her what to do.
Oh.
And did you know that bell ring? All the other teachers had lunch and were back there but her. And when that second bell ring, all the children marched in into their rooms, went to their seats, and sat in.
And no teacher.
And we had no teacher, but we knew where our teacher was.
I imagine the word got around.
And Miss Emma, she come down and asked where Miss Heslip was. I said, well, your teacher's not in yet? No, ma'am. Yes, I had to look out, you know, getting ready for the afternoon lesson. And, well, I wonder how long she's going to be at. We don't know, Miss Emma. And Miss Emma, look at me. I don't know why they always looked at me to find out. She says, girls 18, 19 years old, older teachers, you know, they missed them. Miss Amber, Miss Dixon. I said, Miss Emma, I wish you wouldn't call me Miss. I said, Miss Miss, you're so old.
Yeah.
She says, well, I said, the reason we have to say Miss to you old girls because you're past 16. I said, my friend, you call me Aunt Pearl. She looked at me. She says, do you know anything about Miss Heslip's whereabouts? And, you know, whether she's come in or not, we didn't have no inside toilets, you know. I said, no, I don't. This girl sitting there by right across. And you know it was nearly 2 o'clock when that teacher got up there.
Took goodness.
And the son will come back. Esther said to him, did Miss Heslip come in? I said, no ma'am, I haven't seen her. She says, well, what lessons do you children have to have from when you first come in and out? We told what the lesson would be, you know, what class. And so she
said,
she give us a
pull up a tag, because it will be here in just a minute. You know, Miss Chitty.
Miss Cook.
No, I
haven't.
Sit
down there,
man.
We
and so, when we got, we were through with that lesson. When
I didn't water that.
When our teacher come in, so Miss Emma left us. She was going to give it to us again. We all thought her, I could tell you. Ma'am, Miss Emma's done been down here twice hunting for you. I says, when you had to take your place and teach you this, now Miss Emma's done had this place, and we're not having it anymore.
Miss, your mama wasn't sick long.
Not too awfully long. But what happened after she got over that leg, she's taking kind of a sleeping fever. A sickness or something. Anyway, she wants to sleep all the time.
Yeah.
And you could give her something, a paper or something to fan with, and think she'd have it in her hand. You'd think she was sound asleep. You'd move that, or if you're talking in the room, what'd you quit talking for? Well, Mom, you look like you're sleeping so good, we just quit talking. And finally, on 4 o'clock on the 14th day of May 1914, my mother passed away. And Papa said, you know, that little finger had drawled like it was due when she'd had her own sex.
And you had to go all through all that sickness, right with her?
Yes, and when she'd have them drawing spells, we'd all cry, she'd cry, and we'd cry.
Mm-hmm.
And the night she died, we cried.
Mm-hmm.
I cried for a solid month at night. Frank would have to wake me up at night to stop me from crying.
Yeah, after she died.
No, through the day, everything looked like I could see Mama's hand, Mama's doings, and Mama done that, and Mama done this, and I had to, the little boy says I had to bellow it all out during the day and at night, too.
Yeah.
I don't know what was wrong with crying at night.
Well, you were still young, and it was just hard on you, wasn't it?
Yes, sir, you stayed in marriage. I wasn't quite 22 when I married.
Mm-hmm.
I married in 13, she died in 14.
Yeah.
I thought we married on an unlucky year.
Well, you know, on that picture of you and Miss Frank, you all looks like you don't have a care in the world.
You know, guys, I'm gonna fish a little steak from this too, and I'm gonna call them and tell them, and then I will run on home. If y'all gotta do something with the cows,
yeah,
I'm gonna give her a good little steak without any salt, Miss J.
Oh, that's how we're gonna do something.
Well, you, what are we gonna do?
Well, you didn't bring her salt.
We didn't bring your salt.
Just a little pinch won't hurt you.
Diabetic. Doctor.
Doctor.
Cook, yeah.
Little things won't hurt you. My dad's got it. All my people have had,
well,
little things won't hurt you. Once
they say it's a heart trouble I have. It causes my feet and legs to swell like they do.
Yeah.
And at first it was my kidney as well. They got that worked down. The last time it kind of a
You know, I meant to remind you, Faye,
kind of
to
heart
bring some
trouble
of that salt just in case you needed it.
Halfway over here, I thought about it.
Yeah, so that's my fault.
But I'll tell you something, this steak is so good, Miss Jay, you won't care whether it's insulted or not. You want me to call your family?
No,
no, I wouldn't.
You
no,
can
they
call
don't
and
care.
Tell them we're a little late.
Yeah.
But Because
I just want to get her strength. And I thought, I'm not as good a cook as Margaret, but I'll bet you she'll eat this steak.
And you think give me the right kind of salt. I tell them they don't give me the right kind of salt.
Yeah.
Everything I eat, just take a little bottle of.
Yeah.
Not that.
Well, you got the copper top.
I sure did.
Got the message.
I sure did.
Well, now that's a curious thing, isn't it? Copper top.
I thought it had to be made up.
I never heard of this Dad Burn stuff. Copper talks.
Had you ever heard of it, did you? And they said to take them off of that pasture where they go and get them up.
I would have known better than that anyhow, just take them off that pasture.
That's what they call
it. Yeah, right, had to be told.
No, I decided today I was sitting there, wasn't doing nothing, just sitting there. And I decided today we better take them cows out of that pasture and put the ones that ain't got it in a separate pasture and put the ones that has got it in a separate pasture. We got them, I mean,
you think he's catching?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I do.
Yeah.
And keep them over there until at least they get to walking good and the temperature goes down. The feet's all hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
well,
until we get that drove out.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of getting that combiotic like you had, I'd had about 1,000 cc's of it up there. so that Hal gave me something better.
Oh.
Better than, but it's you give it the same way. I mean, there's no, but it's just a better medicine than comb body.
Yeah.
So it's right here. That's what
yeah.
I put in the refrigerator.
Okay. Well, now, see, I work with Cookie on the cows. I was going to take Miss Titty home.
Well, we can just keep her.
Well, I'd rather do that.
Now you can't do for my medicine ain't here.
Oh, when do you take your medicine?
I took, well, this last time I saw the doctor, you know, the time it was 35.
Is it before
minutes,
the meals?
About 35 minutes before.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then I have another brown tonic that the nurse called wine.
Mm-hmm.
And I have caps.
Well, I'll tell you.
I have some tablets. One's a heart and the other one's soul.
I just keep it like sometimes
yeah.
She's over here.
All right,
put it on
next,
that freezer.
That's right. The next time we come there, we'll bring your medicine.
Bring your medicine.
I didn't realize you had to take the medicine before you ate.
Yes, I have two.
Yeah.
One 35 minutes
yeah,
before.
Yeah, you don't want to keep
that.
You know,
I guess it's to keep my stomach settled, you know.
Yeah. Well, that makes
and
sense.
Since I've been taking it, I don't have them sick nauseas and
well, then,
yeah,
I'll take her home.
Yes, and I'll we'll work on these cows.
Okay. Oh, good.
I wanted to go with her and see who not. I haven't been out there in so long. Seems like get this old thing out of the way. That we're going to walk on it.
Mm.
You know, just a little.
They're
tied
behind the door.
Well,
two heads better than one.
Two heads
one.
Better than one. Just
two heads better than
one.
One sheep head, not me.
Well, now let me get your pepsis all here.
Well, had we better? I better get on back home. Next time we'll have.
We'll
bring
she's
your medicine.
Take it. She's going right this minute.
And
she's just
a,
getting your stuff.
Yeah.
Well, tell her.
I say, yeah.
I'm going to take you, but I'm just getting your Pepsi. I hadn't planned to take you. I was going to give you a steak, but I didn't know about your medicine.
Yes. Well, maybe I can be where I can manage a steak a little bit better with home-cooked salt. I'm going to quit that. I can quit that other. Just put just a teeny tiny bit in. You have to shake and shake till you shake your arm almost get enough to taste. Don't you want to keep
them? These are yours. I got them for you. We'll just put that steak back in the freezer, and next time you come, we'll just bring you medicine so we can just have our steak.
Well, tell the young lady when she comes if I
yeah.
Saw her, didn't get to see her.
Well, she's...
Ah, quit that.
You want some water?
Yeah.
She probably has that... that stuff that made her sick, she said.
And she ain't in her business. I'm rain taking self.
No, that's it. Well, she'll be here another day, though.
Yeah.
Guy, the shot stuff's in the refrigerator the other day.
Yes, sir. But we shall enjoy this little bit.
Oh, I enjoy it, you know.
Now you're, yeah. It's much more comfortable right where you are.
Now this is Channel 2 Right, around 300 or 400, and the end of Visit Miss Chitty this Friday, the 13th of August, 1971. Channel 2 Right, and the end of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday afternoon, the 13th of August, 1971. It's supper time. Channel 2 Right, around 300 or 400, and the end of the visit with Ms. Chitty this Friday afternoon, the 13th of August, 1971. At supper time. Channel 2 right, and the end of the around 300 or 400, and the end of the visit with Miss Chitty, the first time she has come over by herself, this Friday, the 13th of August, 1971.
What happened? Seemed like you did it the same way with both of them. I'm looking right at the microphone. I'm still sitting here. It feels good in this air. It was so hot and sticky outside, and the gnats were so bad.
I'm not sure. 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 I'm not sure.
Yeah.